Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Nida Daf Lamed Zayin. We begin five lines from the top of the Amud. Boy Rabba would like to know as follows. As we learned yesterday, the Pasuk teaches us, an Isha who experiences Dam, which is accompanied by labor pains, due to the upcoming labor event, that Dam will not affect her, will not make her a Zava. Even though ordinarily an Isha sees Dam 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zava, which requires observing Shiva Nekiim, 7 clean days. In this case, no issue, because unlike an ordinary Inus, something which can be attributed to some external trigger like overeating, overexertion, which by a man, by the way, if he would have a ziva, an emission, due to such a causation, it would be discounted, it wouldn't affect him, it wouldn't make him a zav. By an isha, it will. She doesn't have that oinus discount, but later, a birth experience is grand event. Any dam which is attributed to that event, such as dam which is accompanying labor pains in anticipation leading up to a later, that dam is discounted and cannot make her a zava. But it could make her a nida, meaning only if it took place during the time of the month where they're called yimei ziva, where she could become a zava. In that case, dam of kishu, dam of labor pains, is not going to impact her, but it could make her a nida. So during the time of the month where she could become a nida, but Amuz is an issue, she's dam, she's tummy for 7 days as a nida, then follows 11 days where she could become a zava. So during Yimei Ziva, dam of Koshi, no impact, no effect. But during Yimei Nida, there's no discount of Koshi by Yimei Nida, as we learned yesterday. Now comes a question. So Koshi, which again is a term referring to dam accompanied by labor pangs, cannot establish her as a zava. But let's say she's already a zava from before. She saw dam 3 days in a row. She's in the middle of counting the 7 clean days, and boom, there she has Koshi preceding a later. Will it disrupt the Shiva Nakim or not? Boy Robert, Koshi, the Dam which she sees as a Koshi experience, Maosha Tister, Baziva, will it disrupt the 7 day count of a Zava? Typically, Dam which shows up during Shiva Nakim cancels the whole Shiva Nakim, but here perhaps it's different. On the one hand, you can say, well, this Dam is something that can theoretically make her tummy if it were to occur during Yimei Nida, so it has to be reckoned with, and it could disrupt the Shiva Nakim as well. Or, on the other hand, you can say, this dam has no say regarding Ziva, it cannot establish her as a Zava, so likewise, by the same token, it cannot disrupt the Ziva experience, it can't disrupt the Shiva Nakim, which is part of the Ziva journey. Shall we say, Davar HaMatam is something which can cause tumma in any which way, so will disrupt. Vahinami metami bimei nida. Likewise, this dam, although he has no say regarding ziva, but he does regarding nida. Bimei nida hu. And therefore, if he shows up now, he's a player and disrupts the Shiva Nakim. Or you can say, no, regarding ziva, in the context of a zava, he's not a player. Only something which can cause, which can be used to establish, initially to establish a ziva. So Yisrael, likewise, if he shows up in the middle of Shiva Nakim, he cuts it down. By love Goyim, but here, Dam of Koshi is not an element in establishing Ziva. Likewise, we discount him here as well. Amalei Abaye, why should you link the two things? It seems to me that things are not really connected. Oines Bezav Yechich, I'll prove it to you from a Zav, a man who's a Zav. How did he become a Zav? He had an emission, he had ziva. Now, if it were to happen through an oinus, we said before, he doesn't have to reckon with this ziva, it doesn't make him tummy. But, suppose he's already an established zav, and he's now observing Shiva Nakim, and he has a re'iyah, he has an emission, which can be attributed to an oinus. It disrupts. It does. That's the fact. Rashi brings the Gemara, we had this earlier. Once he's a Zav, the Ziva that shows up in any which way affects him. So you see, the two things are not linked. Likewise, by the Isha. The Dam of Kishu, although it cannot establish Ziva, but he's in fact right play when it shows up in the Shivan Akim. Amalabai, Oinis Bazavichir, that will disprove this linkage between the establishment and disruption. Shein Agarim, he can't establish Ziva, Vizsoisa, but he will disrupt the Shivan Akim. Amalai responds, Rav La'ai, actually, Hainam Agarim, who? Why do you think that a Ziva came about through Oinis cannot be used to establish Ziva? Actually, it could. So although the first and second Ziva has to come naturally, but once he's on that track, times three, which actually makes him a full Zav, which requires to bring a carbon, even if it happened through Oinus, it's reckoned with. Hainami Garamu. And likewise, it can disrupt the Shivan Akim. Now, what do we find that the third time around? It has an impact, has effect, despite being Oinus. It's not Rorishayna. So times one, but Kenois, you have to check and see the origin. And if it's an Oinus, we discount it. The same thing the second time, but not the third time. Shnei Boit Kenois, Shlishis, Ein Boit Kenois, we don't care how it happened. Okay, so there's your answer, Abai. Why does a Ziva Boinus disrupt Shivan Akim? Because it's an element used in establishing Ziva. Asks the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, who seems to hold that Ziva, which happened through Oinus, is discounted altogether. Even times three, you have to check and see how it happened, because if it's Oinus, we discounted Achanami. Kivan de Leigarmo Yisayser. So again, working with this linkage, are you going to suggest that since it cannot be used to establish Ziva, it will also not disrupt the Shivan Akim? Amalei says, yep. Actually, yes. Lurbeleza Achanami. Is he right? Ein Achanami. So it turns out that according to the Rabbanon, an Oinus Beziva can establish, so it can disrupt. According to the Blazer, vice versa. Since it can't, it can't. Tashma, here comes a Raya, where it seems to say that even according to the Blazer, the Ziva Oinus can disrupt the Shivan Akim, Tashma. And ultimately we're going to see that you're right, according to the Blazer, we delinked the two. According to Rabbanu, we maintain that linkage. Tashmat. So you're right. So times three, we check the origin to confirm that it's not an oinus. But Berevis in Beit Kenoisai. Fourth time around, meaning once he's established Zav and he's now observing Shivan Akim, and Ziva shows up, we don't need to confirm anything. My loveless dear, we're assuming because either way it will disrupt the Shivan Akim. So you see, it disrupts even though it doesn't establish. No, I'm not talking about disrupting a Shivan Akim. I'm talking about a side point to determine whether this droplet is metame when you carry it, whether it has that tumor. And that's only when it came naturally. But even Rabbi Elazar, at this point, the Gemara would seem to agree that it cannot disrupt Shivan Akim, just like it can't establish Ziva Toshma. Because here comes a final raya that according to Rabbi Elazar, it does disrupt Shivan Akim, even though it's an oinus. And even though it can't be used to establish Shivan Akim, Ziva. So the third Ziva, we have to check and see how it happened, because Oines is a discounting factor. Fourth time around, meaning whatever shows up during Shivan Akim, no need to check. You know why, says Rabbi Elazar? You know why times three we have to check and times four not? Because the point of checking is to determine whether it's going to establish. The carbon of Marti. I applied Dika on times three is to confirm whether he's Chayiv HaKarbon, which only happens once he's an established full-blown Zav with three naturally occurring Ziva. But really, the Stira, the fourth time around, which pertains to disrupting Shivan Akim, there's no point in checking because either way it's going to disrupt. So clearly, we see that Rabbi Elazar delinks the two. Ella, you're right, Rabbi Elazar Tifshet, according to Rabbi Elazar, you've established that they're delinked. The Dover Shein Egoirim Soiser, even a phenomenon which cannot establish, can disrupt. So this would apply to Ziva Ba'inus. It can't be used to establish, but once he's on the track and he's trying to observe Shivan Akim, he has a Ziva, disrupts the Shivan Akim, even if it's Ba'inus, and likewise by the Isha. Even though Dam of Kishi cannot establish Ziva, but can disrupt Shivan Akim of Ziva, the Rabbanon might, but contra Rabbanon, we're not sure. Are they linked or not? Toshmai comes a final riot. Tony Avua, he presented a brice. Avua de Rabbi Abin presented a brice. Ma goram loy zoivoy. What did the Ziva experience bring about? What did it cause? What did it trigger for this man? Shiva. The requirement for Shiva Nakim, right? Shiva. Likewise, if it occurs during the Shiva Nakim, he sees another, there goes his Shiva Nakim. As opposed to Keri, which is that Zera material, doesn't have such a strong impact. Ma Garam Le Keri Yemechad. What would Keri trigger? Just a one-day Tumah. Lefichach, likewise, Seisu Yemechad, if it occurred during the Shiva Nakim, it only has a one-day effect. End quote. Now, what did he mean? That Ziva is Goyrem Shiva. What does that mean? My Shiva. Ilam de Matam Shiva. Does it mean to say that it's Matame the person for 7 days? Why does he have to use the Lashon Goyrem? It causes, it brings about. Hi, he should have simply said, Ma Zoiva Tame Shiva Mboile. The Ziva makes him Tame for 7 days. Straightforward. Why the extra, you know, Lashon of Goyrim, Elala, apparently he's making a point that Dovar HaGoyrim Soyser, the two things are connected. An experience which can cause, which can establish, is a factor at play, and therefore if it occurs during Shiva Nakim, disrupts the count. Dovar HaGoyrim Soyser, Dovar She'enu Goyrim, Enu Soyser, as opposed to something which doesn't have that power to cause, to establish, to bring about this new ziva status on the person, and essentially likewise cannot disrupt. Shmabina. That confirms that in fact the two things are linked. And likewise the Dhamma Vakoshi, since it can't establish her as a ziva, it can't disrupt her Shivanaki. Omar Abai, Naaktida. In fact, we have a established halacha. Ein Koishi, Soisir Ziva. The Dam of Koshi cannot disrupt Shiva Nakim. If you mishkach has Tana Dama Soisat, you'll discover some Tana somewhere that it does. That must be Yahu Rabbi Lezerhi, who delinks the two elements. Although Dam of Koshi cannot establish, but he's enough of a factor to disrupt Shiva Nakim. Okay, so conclusion. We have a question. Something which cannot really establish status, can it disrupt? This pertains to Dam Kaishi of Isha, to Ziva Ba'inus of a man. Quantar Belezer, the answer is yes. Quantar Rabbana, two things are linked. Goes hand in hand. You can't establish, you can't disrupt. Here comes a new discussion. So we have an Isha who's already in Zava from before, and then she gives birth. And she's already counting her Shiva Nakim, hoping to get over the Ziva experience, and suddenly, Mazel Tov, there's a birth. Does that disrupt or not? So the question really is whether the Tumas Leda that accompanies the Leda, is that enough of a disruption to stop the Shiva Nakim and cancel them or not? Tani Rabbi Marino is Aymer. Tani Rabbi Marino is Aymer. Ein Leda se Sera Spesiva. You should know that the birth experience will not knock out the Shiva Nakim. Okay, so she started counting and she gave birth. Those days that had been counted do not get deleted. Now the question is, how far do we go? I understand those days are not deleted, but these days here that follow the later, let's say she has no dam now, but she's still experiencing Tumas later for the next week or two. Can they be counted to complete the Shiva Nakim? Or must she wait until she finished Tumas later to resume her count of Shiva Nakim? Iboilo Maushatala. Do the days of later, the days of Tumas later, count towards Shiva Nakim or not? Abaya Omar, that's going a bit too far. It's true, Enos Eseres, that these days of 2 months later will not cancel out the days that she already counted for Shiva Nakim, so she can pick up where she left off. Ein Oile, but it can't. Ein Oile, it can't be counted towards. And soon we're going to see the reason for this. Rava Amar, no, go all the way. Ein Seseres V'Oile. Just as it doesn't disrupt, it can be counted towards Shiva Nakim. So basically you can say, take the same day and count them twice. he's considered the part of the Yemei Leda, part of the 2 week post birth, 2 months later count, and also can be counted to a Shiva Nikim. It's a double function. Amar Rav Amnon Aminu, how do I know that's true? That the days following the Leda can be used to a Shiva Nikim, the Sanya, Va'achar Titar. So this is a Zava. Once she completes the whole count, Achar, then she becomes Tar. Achar means Achar Lekulon. It has to be following a complete, uninterrupted Tahara experience. 7 clean days. Shloi Teitumah of Sekhs B'Nim. There can't be any Tumah intersecting, getting in the way. Otherwise, it disrupts your continuum. Yamas B'Shlema Oilo. Now, that's perfectly well if you say that these days, these 2 months later days, will count towards Shiva Nikim. So now you have uninterrupted count. Hainulam of Sekhs Tumah. In which case, you don't have Tumah interfering. And you can get your 7-day count. Ela Yamas Eina Oilo. But according to Abaya, that the Yemei Leda cannot be counted towards Shiva Nikim, so you have an interruption. Afsiklei Leda, so 2 months later gets in the way. So how could you pick up where you left off? You have to start again. Ve'abaya Amalach Abaya says, no issue. True, Shiva Nikim have to be 7 uninterrupted days, but they should not be interrupted by a Ziva-related issue. But here it's birth. What does birth have to do with Ziva? It's true, yeah, it's a tumah. It's like you touch something, tummy. Why would that disrupt Shiva Nikim, which is part of the personal, you know, Ziva cleansing experience? Why would respond to you? Shaloi Tei Tumas Ziva Mafsek has been. We can't have any Ziva in the way. But Leda has no say regarding Ziva and will not interfere. Although it will not be counted towards the Shiva Nikim, but you can pick up afterwards. We left off. It doesn't cancel the counted days. Amar Rava, Muna Aminillah, how do I know that my position is correct? That what? That the 2 months later days can be counted to Chor Shiva Nikim, the Sanyu of a Braisa as such. Mizoi Va. Pasuk speaks about a Zava, cleanse herself, Mizoi Va from her Ziva experience. We learn from the word Mizoi Va that she need only cleanse herself from Ziva. No more Dam for 7 days. But let's say she got tummy otherwise. She happens to be a Mitzoyra. And a Zav at the same time. And she experienced 7 clean days, but she's not yet Mitzoyra free. Does that interfere? No. Take care of the Tzaras later. Mizavah, v'lo minigo. Mizavah teaches us as well. V'lo minigo, so don't worry about later either. So if she gave birth when she was a Zava, and she has Shiva Nikim, she's out of Ziva, even though she's still in the middle of 2 months later. Clearly, the Yemei Leda can be counted toward Shiva Nikim. Rabbi Amalach Abayi tells you, hold it, we have to tweak the Braisa. Tanichada. No, it's only one item in the Braisa. Mizovia v'leminiga. Then Taras is not an interfering factor. V'leitisni v'leminiga. So leave out the other. That wasn't meant to be in the Braisa. V'leitisni v'leminiga. So, because Leda does interfere. So Leda is different. That cannot be done away with. Perhaps Leda is closer in nature to the concept of Nida. In any case, only Nega is exempted, not Leda. Virava, he responds, how could we say that the Braisa is speaking strictly regarding discounting only Nega? Virava, hi, my. Rava says, let's consider, how does this work? If in fact the Bryce is addressing both, do not worry about the presence of the Nega playing in the background, nor about the Leda playing in the background. That would explain why the Bryce mentioned both. Because although it didn't really need to go into Nega, because that's discussed elsewhere, but once it discussed later, it already paired it up with Nega as well. I did the Istrich later, since it needed to point out, don't worry about the later. Tana Nega, it also discussed the Nega playing in the background, auto on account of discussing the later. So it sort of discussed one on account of the other. Eli Amras, but according to you, that the Bryce is strictly limited to Mizeva. The concern is only the Ziva Veloy Miniga. She need not cleanse herself of Nega. That's all the Bryce is talking about. That seems unnecessary. Because that's old news. We know that already. By a man, for instance, Nega is not an issue in observing the Yeshiva Nekiyim. Hi, Mivich Yitar Hazov Mizoivoy Nafka. That's learned from the other pasuk, by the man. He only needs to cleanse himself of his ziva, and he need not be concerned about his nega status still playing in the background. He responds, no, it's not extra at all. You can't learn the woman from the man. Different tracks, different rules. One pasuk is for these chad bezav, for the man, chad for the bezav. It's richen, both are needed. Kos rachmona, return to my gates, bezav. If only from the zav, yeah, over there, there's less of a concern, because to begin with, he has a leniency over the isha, because as we explained earlier, an oynes is discounted, mishum tlamim tamay ba'oynes, the ziva occurred through an oynes, it's discounted, aval zav, by the woman, who is tamay even when it's an oynes, tamay ba'oynes, emelay, perhaps she doesn't have this discount. Tzricha. That's why we need to discuss it by the isha. On the other hand, because Rechman of Zohar, we only discuss it by the isha. Mishum lo yimetam yabriyus kibiyam. She has a leniency as well. In order to establish herself as a full-blown zava, she has to see 3 days, 3 consecutive days. It's not enough to have 3 re'iyas, 3 experiences crammed into the same day. So consecutive re'iyas do not have the same weight as consecutive yamim. Aval zav. So basically, it's harder to become a zava, which in effect is a leniency, which is not found by the man. Aval zav the matami here. He's matami b'riyas by merely experiencing 3 times. Kiviyam as though it's 3 consecutive days. So it need not be consecutive days, even if it's all on the same day. Anyway, so perhaps over there where it's more strict, doesn't have this mitigating factor. Emulei tzricha. That explains why the pasuk has to point it out on both sides of the machitza, the man and the woman. So Abaye stands its ground. In fact, Abaye brings a riot to his position now. How do I know that in fact the days following a leida cannot be counted towards Shiva Nekim? The son of a brice regarding a tumas yeledes after the birth of a boy, she's talking for 7 days. The tumas yevasyama kimei nidas devayisa titma. The word devayisa seems to be extra. Could have just said kimei nida. We know nidas tum. So why devayisa titma? To tell you a couple of things, a couple of halachas regarding yeledes. Larabis is bayalo to know that the husband is involved with her at that time. He gets her tuma similar to the bayal nida. Next point from devayisa titma, the rabbis say leilis. She's also talking about nighttime. Lest we not think that it's limited to daytime, because it says Shivas Yamin. It covers the nights as well. Third thing, the Vaisat Tma teaches, Luravois, Es Hayoledes Bezoiv. If a woman was a Zava when she gave birth, you should know, Shatricha Shatesha Shiva Nekim, she has to cleanse herself for 7 days. My lab, now we're assuming the Brisa means Nekim Aleda, that on top of the Tumas Leda, she has to keep an additional Shiva Nekim, so we see that the Yimei Leda do not count, not go on the record of Shiva Nekim. Loi, no, Midam, it just means she has to be free of Dam, blood free. And even if that occurs during the Shivas Yimei Tumas Leda, it can be counted towards Shiva Nekim of the Izava. Vam Rabbi says, Rabbi, okay, I'll bring you another proof that you can't count it for the Shiva Nekim. How do I know this is so? This son, you have another Bryce regarding your Yeledis, where it says she observes the Tumas Yeledes, Kimei Nidas Tavoy, just like when she was a Nida, Kimei Nidas Tavoy Satetma. What's the comparison between Yeledes and Nida? A couple of things. Kimei Nidasa, Kach Yimei Lidasa. We learn that the Yimei Nidas like the Yimei Lid. Ma Yimei Nidasa in Ruin Lasiva, just like a woman can never become a Zava during the time of Nida, because any dam there is attributed to Nida, she doesn't become a Zav. And likewise, she could never use Yimei Nida for counting of Shiva Nekiyim following a Ziva, because again, the two things are not compatible. They're mutually exclusive. You can't be a Nida and a Zav at the same time, nor can you be counting Shiva Nekiyim for Zav when you're a Nida. Vein Svira Shiva Oilu Mehen. You can't apply Yimei Nida to a Shiva Nekiyim, because again, the Nida phenomenon only gets introduced when she's done the Yimei Ziva. Two things cannot run concurrently. Okay, so just like Nida and Ziva are exclusive of each other, practically speaking, right? Likewise, In halacha, we say afi me leida. So likewise, the days of leida, days of tumas leida following your birth, she'en were in the ziva, in which case you can't become a zava. Don't allow for the ziva experience, because any dam that's attributed to the leida, right, the kisha that precedes the leida, and certainly following the leida, cannot make a rezava. Likewise, those yimei leida cannot be applied towards shiva nekiya, like abaya shita. Ein svira shiva, oila mehen. You can't have those days towards shiva nekiya. Hence, abaya has a support to his position. Not yimei leida cannot be applied towards shiva nekiya. Rava responds, you're right, that's certainly a braisa promoting that point, but that's Rabbi Elazar's shita. We're not going with Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar's unique shita discussed earlier in Amud Aleph, that even an experience that typically cannot be used to establish ziva. For instance, we had the example of Kishri, right, the blood accompanying by birth pangs. It cannot be used to establish zava. But if it occurs during Shiva Nekiyim of Izava, Rabbi Elazar says, it disrupts. Likewise, right, so since we see there's a delinkage between the two, likewise over here, the Yimei Tumas Leida, even though you can't establish Ziva during that period, but it can interfere. So not only will not be counted towards the Shiva Nekiyim, it will cancel any counted days. V'rava Hamani Rabbi Elazar, this is Rabbi Elazar speaking, the Amor who says, Mr. Nami Sasra, guess what? The 2 months later will not only not count, it will disrupt and cancel the days that she had counted thus far. But we're going like the Rabbanan who say the two things are linked. According to them, I maintain, 2 months later is not an interfering factor at all. Just as the leida experience cannot establish ziva, it can't interfere. Now, just a side point on that comparison. We compared tumas leida to tumas nida. Just like when you're a nida, you can't become a zava, it's incompatible. Likewise, during the leida experience, ziva has no say. Well, the first is a practical matter. Different times of the month. How could you compare? How could you learn that Yimei Leida are preempted from Ziva, just as Yimei Nida are preempted from Ziva? Well, Yimei Nida cannot feasibly become Yimei Ziva as two different entities, but perhaps Yimei Leida, where it's technically possible, maybe it's different. Chidonin Efsher, can you learn something where it's physically possible from something where it's totally unfeasible, Mashi Efsher? How is that a fair equation? Amar b'chadu b'rami, yep, Rabbi Eliezer. We are going with Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Torah semesechas menachas, you could. Look, if you find a certain phenomenon there, you can learn from there, even though there's good reason why it doesn't work there. That's irrelevant. We apply that concept here too. Dhamma, who says, Donan, you can equate, you can learn Efsher, an area where it's practical, and we can learn from a place where it's not practical, and apply that to here as well. Don Efsha Mashi Efsha. Rav Shesha Zamar, another answer. Al Karchani Kishin Al Kasav. The fact is, it's a hekesh. The Torah mentions both concepts in the same expression. It's a hekesh. It's connected. So when it's connected in the pasuk, we don't ask any questions. We don't challenge. The Torah is sending us a message. The two things are to be equated, even though there's this element of dissimilarity between the two. Igud Amri, there's another version of this last discussion, just different names. Amar of Chadvei Barami, Amar of Sheishes, Rabbi Eliezer, Hida Amar, Donen Efsha Mashi Efsha, so it's Rav Chadvei, quoting Rabbi Ami, quoting Rav Sheishes, and Rav Papa Amar, so we switch the names, Rav Papa Amar Al Korch Nekish Al Kosov, that the Hekish compels us to connect it to. Okay. So, in conclusion, something which cannot be used to establish Ziva. Can it disrupt Ziva? Can it disrupt the 7-day Shiva Nekiyim count? So our conclusion was, according to the Chachamim, no, because the two things are linked. If you're not a player to establish, you're not a factor to disrupt. According to Blazer, it's delinked. Although you can't establish, but you could disrupt. And this basically has two applications. There are two variations of this halacha. One is the dam, which accompanies the birth pangs, the dam kishui. It can't be used to establish ziva, and therefore, likewise, according to Chachamim, it can't disrupt ziva. It can't disrupt the shivanakim following a ziva. According to Blazer, it could disrupt the shivanakim. And likewise, 2 months later, according to Chachamim, it can't disrupt shivanakim. According to Blazer, it could. Now, according to Chachamim, that it can't disrupt, but could you actually count those days of 2 months later towards shivanakim? Rabbi says yes, Abaye says no. Kasha sashleisha yom. So the Mishnah gave us an example of Dama Kishui. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 days in a row, she had Dam with the Chevle Leda, with the labor pains. That will not make her a Zava. However, if there was a break in the activity, it was a 24-hour break, or according to the other Shita, a night and a day unit, that affects a disconnect. And we can no longer attribute the Dam to the upcoming birth, and now she's Tami as a Zava. The Mishnah spoke about a break in terms of labor pains. So, on Wednesday, she had no pains, but she had dam. So even though there was continuous dam into the birth, we don't link it to the birth, because where are the pains? Apparently, it was sort of a false labor, and what transpired on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is considered a ziva triggering event, and she says, oh. Now comes an interesting question. Let's say, during that 24-hour pause, there was nothing going on. A total cessation of pain and dam. Does it make it better? Or does it make it worse? On the one hand, you could say it's better, actually, because now you have a stronger indication that the dam, which had arrived Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, accompanying the labor pains, were in fact related to the birth. In fact, the fact is, you see now there's no pain, there's no dam. On the other hand, you can say, the fact that there's nothing going on, there isn't even dam today, so close to the birth, that tells you that the dam that had surfaced Sunday, Monday, Tuesday was really unrelated to the later. So which way is it? Ev machlokes. Iboil, the question was posed. Shafsa mizeu mizemal. What if things quieted down? She ceased from tsar, from pain, and from the dam. Ma, what's her status? Of course she's Tamei. Because now we have an even stronger indication that what transpired the last couple of days were not related to the upcoming birth. You see the fact that it was a strong sensation. Everything stopped abruptly, which is unusual. Typically it just leads into the birth. So all the more reason to make her Tamei on account of what happened Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Rabbi Chanina Amar Tahir, no, if anything, she's Tahir. Because now, all more the reason to believe that the blood Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, which accompanied the tsar, was in fact heralding the upcoming birth. You see, the fact is today there are no pains, there's no dam. So that shows a greater linkage between the two. All right, Chanina, let me illustrate my point with a metaphor, with a mashal. Mashal to a king who is on the road, and the advanced troops who are marching ahead are telltale signs of the king that's following behind. Likewise, what occurred Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the dam with the tsar, are indicative of the upcoming birth. It's all related to the birth. Amar Chanin, the marshal, the melech, sheyatzal, the king on the road, v'chayyolaysav, and his troops, lefanav, marching ahead, v'yodua, that tells us something about who's coming behind. Shechayyolaysav, shemelech, and these are the king's troops. Rechizda responds, yeah, that's if it's continuous. But if there's a pause, a big break, a big gap, like a quiet day, if anything, that throws a wrench into this theory. Rechizdama Koshkein, certainly, the closer you get to the king's arrival, you'll see more pomp and fanfare. Koshkein, the boy, Nafesh Chayolos Tvei, you need to be seeing more of this ceremony, more troops, more marching bands, as opposed to this woman who experienced a day of absolute quiet. If anything, delinks the events of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the upcoming birth. Okay, so conclusion. We have an issue who had Dam Kishoy for some time, and then there was a break. The Mishnah speaks about a break of Tsar, with Dam still being present, that disconnects it to the from the Leda. And she doesn't have the Kishoy discount. What if there was nothing going on at all? If anything, that's worse. Well, that makes for a real disconnect between the Dam Kishri and the upcoming Leda. And it cannot be attributed to the Leda. Whereas according to Reb Chisda, quite the opposite. All the more you see that the Dam that was here in the previous days was connected to the Tsar and to the Leda. The fact is, today there's no Tsar, there's no Dam. If anything, all the more to her. So now, let's take a look at the Mishnah in light of this machlekes. Rabbi Shua Imer, Laila V'yayim, Kalei Shabbos V'yayim, the break lasted a night and a day, like an example, like a Shabbos, which it's a night followed by a day. Shashav Sim Natsar V'loim Nadam. We're speaking that the Tsar had ceased, but not the Dam. Okay, end quote. Time, well, let's assume the Minatsar V'loim Nadam. The reason why we delink the Dam Kishi from the upcoming Leda is because there was still Dam here without Tsar. But if there was nothing going on, which is an indication that the Dam is related to the Tsar. Fact is, no Tsar, no Dam, Tahira. In this case, she's Tahar. Tifta Rav Chizda, Kashan Rav Chizda says not otherwise. Amal Rav Chizda would respond like this. No, it's the opposite. It goes without saying, there's nothing going on. On Wednesday. No Dam and no Tsar. Of course she's Tame. Why suddenly where the marching bands go? Right? The Paskul Chayol is the gun because the Chayol is the bands and the troops are gone. Apparently, it's unrelated to the upcoming event. Aval Menat Tsar. So the Mishnah need not even discuss that. It's so obvious. The Mishnah was trying to point out a Chiddush. Aval Menat Tsar, Aval Menat Dam. In the case where there was no Tsar on Wednesday, but there was Dam Amar there, you can still suggest, perhaps, just as the Dam hasn't ceased, really, she hasn't stopped her pangs. But she's just not feeling it. It's playing in the background. She was sort of disoriented. Perhaps she's not feeling the Koishi, the Tsar. That's what I would think. Kamashmon, the answer is no. Since they aren't pronounced, it's as though they're non-existent. And now we have a pause in the action, which disconnects it from the later. Tanan. Here comes a kasha from the Mishnah on Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina says, when there's a double cessation, Dam and Tsar, it's all the more reason to make her tar. Tanan, kasha sashleshi yam. The Mishnah says she's had kisha for 3 days. And those 3 days occurred, of course, within the 11 days of Ziva. B'sech achad asor yayim. B'shav semes leis, and things quieted down for 24 hours. B'yaldam. And then the mazel tov happened. Harizu yoledet v'zoiv. She yoledes and azav at the same time, because that's not called Dam Kishi, because of that break which disconnected the Kishi from the lady. What exactly happened here? Is it as literally stated in the Mishnah that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday she had the Kishi, meaning Kishi means the Dam with the Tsar together. Wednesday there was a break in the Tsar, although there was Dam. And then there was a birth. Why do we need so many days to make a rezava? Lamali shalosh. Why 3 days of dam to make a rezava? Tzrei bekoishi. V'chad b'shef isagi. Look, if the third day she's seeing dam, if the quiet period was only quiet from tsar, but it was dam, so then look, you could have just Sunday and Monday dam and tsar, and Tuesday dam without tsar. The lack of tsar makes it shayfi, which means disconnected from the upcoming birth. She doesn't get that discount. And now you're left with 3 days of Dam, which makes her a Zavah. Why go all the way to Wednesday, Thursday? Apparently, the Mishnah means like this. She had Kishi for 3 days. Kishi meaning Dam with Tsar, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then Wednesday, there was nothing going on. That's one case. Or there was Kishi for 2 days, Sunday, Monday. And Tuesday, there was semi-quiet. The Tsar was gone, but the Dam was there. In both cases. So even when they were both gone, Harezu, you let us preserve, she considered a Zava. But to you, that's refutation to Rabbi Chanina, who says when both are quiet, it's all the more reason to make her a tzar, because that confirms that the dam that was there in the past with the tzar was on account of tzarli. No, that's not how we learn the mission. Learn the mission the way it's set. Sunday, Monday, there was tzar with dam. Tuesday, the beginning of the day, she had tzar with dam. And then the tzar stopped midday and the dam continued. That's the case of the Mishnah. So we're not speaking that everything was gone. Only the tzar was gone. And it's still on day three. V'okamashma, the point of the Mishnah is, the avgav de matchal kisha b'shlish, even though day three had started with a full kisha, v'shav semes leis, but since there was a 24-hour break, tamei, she becomes tamei, la fuke, Rabbi Chanina, as well as Rabbi Chanina told us yesterday, if you start the day with kisha, the whole day gets sort of swept along and it's labeled as a day of kisha. No. So, unlike Rabbi Chanina, who says that by day three, partial is considered like full, the beginning is considered like the whole thing, he disagrees. Mishnah disagrees. You need a full 3 days of kisha to qualify. So again, the kasha was, we thought that we're talking that there was a day without anything going on, and she's still a zava, unlike Rabbi Chanina. No, we're not talking about a full day without anything. We're talking about this particular case, and it has no connection to Rabbi Chanina or Chiz's discussion. Okay, so in conclusion, during the Meziva, the dam, which is triggered by the upcoming birth, is not a factor. It does not make her tummy. You can have 3 days of dam, but if it's accompanied by labor pains, which leads straight into a birth, she gets a discount. But if there's a significant break, that delinks the two events. Mishnah speaks about during that break she had no tzar, but she had dam. But if there's nothing going on, according to Bechizda, makes it even worse. Why is it suddenly quiet? That delinks everything. According to Bechanina, no. It's the opposite. You see that the dam is so closely connected to the tzar later. And therefore she gets that discount. Okay, one more little piece. Kami Kishuya. How far back in advance of the birth can we attribute what's going on to the birth? Or maybe 40, 50 days even. Now once you say 50, isn't 40 automatically included in 50? Hashtag Hamishim Mikash, if she can have Kisha for 50, Arboy and 40, Miboy, it goes without saying. Or it depends who you are. The Kasha, Kanla Choyla, Kanla Bria. If she's a Choyla, a weaker person, then it's. Then, you know, even 50 days. Kanla Bria, but a healthy woman, we cap it at 40 days in advance of the birth. Okay, all the best to you and that's Lucharach.